collaborative partnership on forests would like to reward individuals who have done outstanding work in forestry to promote the conservation and sustainable management of forests, including such things as empowering the participation of civil society in forests, fostering social commitments, promoting networks, and improving the valuation of forests in society.
The prize honors the work and legacy of Wangari Maathai, and she really was an extraordinary woman and activist. Tell us more about Wangari.
She was a very strong and courageous woman. Just imagine Kenya in the 1970s when Daniel Arap Moi was still the president, and it was not really a very democratic country. And she was a woman who really stood up for women's rights on the one hand, and she stood up for environmental protection. And through her Green Belt movement, she really did a lot for women on the one hand, empowering women and taking their fate in their own hands and improving their own environment. And she did a lot for the environment itself. And you may know that in 2004, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for this. And the reason that was given for awarding her the Nobel Peace Prize was because of her contribution to sustainable development, democracy, and peace.
Ms. Muller, I had the pleasure of meeting Wangari Maathai, I guess about 5 years ago in Norway when I went to cover World Environment Day's activities there. And she seemed to be like a very humble person. Did you ever have the opportunity to meet her in your line of work?
Unfortunately, I have not. I've heard so much about her, and I was hoping to meet her last year when the World Future Council, where she was an honorary councillor, was giving out the Future Policy Award for Forestry. And FAO was participating in this, and she was going to come to the ceremony. But then, unfortunately, she passed away just shortly before this took place.
Unfortunately, we no longer have Ms. Maathai with us in the world. But of course, as we mentioned earlier, her legacy continues. You spoke about her work in, you know, forest management and also, too, the work of CPF in assuring the long-term sustainability of forests. Why is this so important?
Forests cover 30% of the land surface of the world. And as we all know, they don't only provide us with a lot of very important products that we use daily, like wood for all kinds of uses, but they also provide us with a lot of very important environmental services. No? They help regulate water flows, they help stabilize the climate, they can contribute to climate change mitigation, and so on. So forests are important to us, but they're also very much in danger. And even though the rates of deforestation have slightly decreased in the past years, they're still alarmingly high. And if we lose more forests, that will have certain implications for our own well-being in the future.